Good morning. Temperatures overnight cooled off into the 30s and 40s and are starting an upward trend as a southerly breeze moves into the region. Readings will continue to climb with a good amount of sunshine today out ahead of the next cold front. The southerly wind will at times gust over 20 miles per hour, pushing temperatures into the lower and middle 70s on average for daytime highs. That sunshine will tend to mix with increasing clouds through the afternoon as the front draws closer from the west. It'll be a slow-moving front and continue to head in our direction and stall overhead overnight tonight. As a result, scattered showers will develop along the front and temperatures will drop back into the lower 50s. That same front will be overhead for a good chunk of the day on Friday, and as waves of low pressure ride along it, showers will be common, and some heavier bursts of rain will also be possible during Friday afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be cloudy, and with the clouds and showers, temperatures will stay in the middle 50s. As the front slowly makes its way toward the eastern seaboard overnight Friday night, a stronger wave of low pressure will develop along the mid-Atlantic coast and track into eastern New England. On this track, steadier and even heavier rain will fall, particularly in easternmost New York and over New England. Most of this activity will begin to wind down early Saturday morning, with the precipitation departing from west to east. Gradually, we'll have increasing sunshine on Saturday afternoon, although much cooler, with high temperatures in the lower 50s. We'll continue to drier trend into the second half of the weekend, although sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Sunday, not quite as cool with highs in the upper 50s. We'll be back to a mix of sun and clouds and a warming trend early to midweek next week, starting in the lower 60s on Monday and into the middle and upper 60s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a surface front lying from the upper Mississippi Valley into the central plains will push quickly south into the southern plains and then east into the Great Lakes. This front will bring much cooler temperatures to the middle part of the country today, with highs 20 to 30 degrees cooler than they were yesterday. This strong front will continue to push eastward into the eastern United States, bringing much cooler temperatures to the East Coast by Friday and into Saturday. Meanwhile, no letup to the above-average temperature pattern for the Southwest into California for the end of the week and into the weekend. These hot temperatures, combined with low relative humidity and gusty winds, will keep the fire weather threat high across much of California for the end of the week. And there'll be increasing chances of precipitation for late Friday into the northern Rockies and northern High Plains, with snow possible for the far northern Montana Rockies. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 36 degrees on a southwest wind at 36 gusting to 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, fog and 3 above zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 44 degrees, the dew point 43, 96% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.95 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Brawley, California, to a low of 17 at Climax, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the mid-70s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds and breezy with showers likely and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 66 degrees, the low 37, the average temperature 52, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 96 hundredths for the month, which is 74 hundredths below normal, and 27.50 inches for the year, which is 3.65 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low, 40, the record high, 86, set in 1897, and the record low, 27, in 1978. Sunrise this morning, 7:09 a.m., Sunset this evening, 6:12 p.m., 11 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine mixing with clouds and breezy today with highs near 70. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine followed by increasing clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine mixing with clouds and breezy today with highs near 70. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows around 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine mixing with clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely, some heavier bursts of rain possible, especially in New England, in the mid-50s. Showers left over on Saturday morning, increasing sunshine from west to east in the afternoon, breezy and cool, upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Sunday, breezy upper 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Highs in the lower 60s on Monday and middle and upper 60s Tuesday and Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.